The birthday party. Two bachelors at a neighborhood bar. Tomorrow's my 40th birthday. I gotta go get candles and pick up my cake.
You buying your own birthday cake?
No, I ain't buying my own birthday cake. My mother's buying it. I'm just picking it up. She's giving me a surprise party, but she don't feel good, so she can't pick up the cake.
It's a surprise party and you're picking up the cake?
I ain't gonna look at it, okay? It's already wrapped. I'm just gonna pick it up.
But how can it be a surprise party if you're picking up the cake and you know the party is coming?
I don't know when it's coming, do I? Could be 8 in the morning. Could be midnight.
8 in the morning? How can you have a birthday party at 8 in the morning? Who the fuck is gonna come? The milkman?
Don't laugh. My mother would do it. 1 year on my birthday, I got drunk and didn't come home. She threw the party without me.
What'd she sing? Happy birthday to him?
You're a fucking riot, you know that?
How many candles you gonna get?
Well, we already got 16 from my kid's birthday last year, and 24 is how many come in a box. I'm 40, so I only gotta get one box. I guess I could go ahead and get 2 boxes and leave my kid's candles alone, but 2 boxes would be 48 candles. And what am I gonna do with the 8 extras?
Save 'em?
Don't laugh. At my house, we do save them. In fact, we don't even light them up.
Why not?
Well, if you light them up, they look crappy the next time you want to use them. Believe me, we don't waste nothing in my house. In fact, listen to this. A couple of years ago, my grandfather turned 96. 96 is 4 boxes, right? 4 times 24.
Right.
Well, we only had 60 candles on hand, because that's all we ever need for my mother. She's one of them people, when she turned 60, she decided to stop having birthdays. So 60's all we need. 2.5 boxes. So we bought 3 boxes, but that's 72, giving us 12 left over, right?
I'm taking your word for it.
Trust me, okay? So we got 12 extra candles, and we decided to give them to my niece. She was just turning 36, and she already had a brand new box of 24 of her own. She's a widow with no kids. So she don't need too many candles. I think maybe on a cat's birthday or something, she sticks one on a cupcake. So with her, a box lasts a long time.
Keep going.
Anyway, like I say, it's my grandfather's 96th birthday, and we only had 60 candles. That means we need 36 more, a box and a half. So we borrowed 36 from my brother. He had 2 full boxes, because in about 6 months, it's his 48th birthday. But that's still a ways off, so we borrowed 36 from him, which leaves him with 12. And that works out nice, because his kid is going to be 12 next week, so we're covered all the way around.
You got an interesting family.
Anyways, we put the 96 candles on my grandfather's cake, and we start to light them up, okay? But there's so many of them that by the time we get to the last one, half of them are just little holes in the frosting with smoke coming out. But if you look down into the holes, you could still see the flames. So my grandfather blew out all 96 candles, but he had to do them one at a time because he had to blow down each individual hole. Plus, he's short-winded. You know the good part?
I can't imagine.
He got 96 different wishes.
Did any of them come true?
I think 3.
You believe in wishes? I mean, you believe they come true?
Nah. I believe in wishes, but I don't believe they come true. Not unless it's a real easy wish, like, I wish I was at a birthday party. But you gotta blow out all the candles, or else the wish don't come true. If one candle stays lit, you don't get your wish.
Well, suppose you wished one candle would stay lit.
What do you mean?
I mean, suppose you wished that one candle would stay lit, and then you blew them all out. What would happen?
Well, it couldn't happen unless you blew them all out.
But if you blew them all out, then one candle wouldn't have stayed lit, so your wish wouldn't have come true.
Don't give me that college shit, will you? Jesus, Herbie, you ever notice this guy? Soon as you start talking about something intelligent, he has to throw in that college shit. He says, if you wish for one candle to stay lit, it won't happen unless you blow all the candles out. That's the kind of shit they teach in college now.
That's right. Just so happens my major was comparative birthday cakes with a minor in frosting.
It wouldn't surprise me.
You gonna have hats? It ain't a party without hats.
Nah, no hats.
How come?
They come 50 in a box. What am I gonna do with 48 extra hats?
In your family, it might work out.
I know. That's why I ain't gonna do it. See you next week.
Okay, so long. Have a happy birthday.
I'll do my best.
One Christmas when I was little, my Aunt Lil gave me a book about railroads. It was just the kind of gift I hated, a book. I wanted a toy, preferably a little car or truck, or maybe a few soldiers. I didn't ask much. Just some kind of toy a boy could play with every day and not get tired of.
No, a boring fucking book about railroads with pictures of fucking trains.
My mother forced me to tell Aunt Lil that I really liked the book. She made me lie and say thank you and all that other drivel shit parents are constantly trying to push into your head. She didn't want to hurt Lil's feelings. Actually, she didn't want to look bad in Lil's eyes. Well, I made the mistake common in childhood.